Hare Krishna. So we are continuing reading, or you are continuing reading. We are reading from the Chaitanya Tathamrita Majjhalila, chapter 8, which is entitled Talks Between the Lord and Ramananda Roy. And today we're reading text 206 to 210. And on the board is 210. Okay. So I'll read up to there, and then together we can repeat verse 210. Okay, beginning 206. Translation. The pastimes of Sri Radha and Krishna are self-effulgent. They are happiness personified, unlimited, and all-powerful. Even so, the spiritual humors of such pastimes are never complete without the gopis, the Lord's personal friends. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is never complete without His spiritual potencies. Therefore, unless one takes shelter of the gopis, one cannot enter into the company of Radha and Krishna. Who can be interested in their spiritual pastimes? Who can be interested in their spiritual pastimes without taking their shelter? This was a quote from Krishnadas Kaviraj's Govinda Lilamrita, 1017. Text 207. There is an inexplicable fact about the natural inclinations of the gopis. The gopis never want to enjoy themselves with Krishna personally. Text 208. The happiness of the gopis increases 10 million times when they serve to engage Sri Radha and Krishna in their transcendental pastimes. Text 209. By nature, Srimati Radharani is just like a creeper of love of Godhead, and the gopis are the twigs, flowers, and leaves of that creeper. So now 210. Translation reads as follows. When the nectar of Krishna's pastimes is sprinkled on that creeper, the happiness derived by the twigs, flowers, and leaves is 10 million times greater than that derived by the creeper itself. Purple. In his Amrita Pravaha Bhasya, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur states, Srimati Radharani is the creeper of love of Godhead, and the gopis are exactly like twigs, flowers, and leaves. When water is sprinkled on the creeper, the twigs, flowers, and leaves, indirectly, let me read that again. When water is sprinkled on the creeper, the twigs, flowers, and leaves, indirectly receive all the benefits of the creeper itself. But water sprinkled directly on the twigs, leaves, and flowers is not as effective as water sprinkled on the creeper's root. The gopis are not as pleased when they directly mix with Krishna as when they serve to unite Srimati Radharani with Krishna. Their transcendental pleasure lies in uniting them. End purple. Om Ganata Marandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chakshom militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha jaya shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nitananda shri advaita gadadhara shiva sari gaura bhakta vrinda hare krishna hare krishna 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 hare hare nilama hare lama 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 hare hare Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Bastaya Bhutale Shimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamti Namane Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pachaline Nivasesha Sunyavari Pashtatara Satanine Jai Shilapapada Gijai Hare Krishna. So you've been reading this for some time, Ramanat Samvat, the wonderful chapter describing many topics, but specifically coming to the conclusion or coming to what is the complete definition of the absolute truth. Yeah? And what we're hearing about is the science of love. Yeah? And also we're being encouraged also in text 6 is describing the Abhideya, because Lord Ramananda Roy has been described some very, very wonderful topics in this regard. The ultimate conclusion is Radha Krishna and their pastimes. This is the focus of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. This is where we hope to go. Yeah, This is our Ishtadevs are Radha and Krishna, Jugala Kishore, youthful Radha Krishna. So this is very important. And but specifically, it's been described that the means and the methods, the Abhideya. So Lord Gauranga is now, he's heard, as Ramananda Roy humbly explains, that Gauranga is speaking through him. So, but Lord Chaitanya is heard, he's heard, and he's become greatly ecstatic. I think before this, Ramananda Roy has been describing some wonderful aspects of the interaction between Radha and Krishna. And he concludes with the pastime, basically describing how when Radharani, she's goes into a unmada, a madness of love. Yeah. So this is, everyone's mad in the material world. Nunam pramata koriteva karma. So we want to become mad as well. But mad for Radha Krishna. But Radharani, she's so her love is so exalted that she sees, for instance, sometimes she sees a tree and she thinks it's Krishna, especially a tamal tree. And she starts relating to the tree, etc., etc. So, if I remember rightly, Ramananda Roy begins to describe some of this pastimes of specifically the mood, the bhava of Radharani. And at that point, Lord Chaitanya covers Ramananda Roy's mouth. Don't say, he can't say this, it's too such esoteric, you know. So then Lord Gauranga then asks, what is the Abhideya? Yeah, what is the method? Sambandha Abhideya. What is the Abhideya for Prayojan? For actually entering into this, which is the goal, again, of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. What is it? What is the Abhideya? And basically, it's quite esoterical. But actually, in order to enter into, we have to take shelter of, ultimately, the gopis. Yeah. That's the whole science in of itself. It's mentioned to some degree in the Nectar of Instruction. Yeah. Prabhupada speaks about this, the Nectar of Instruction. Rupa Goswami, amazingly, how many verses in Nectar of Instruction? 12? Huh? This is a Bhaktis Sastri question for you. 11, 12. But he goes for Vachal Vegam, Manasakra Oda Vegam. And just in 12 verses, he covers the whole expanse of spiritual life and philosophy. And there is a verse that he describes about this Abhideya, taking shelter of the gopis, so taking shelter of the mood. So in order to take shelter, ultimately, we take shelter of the spiritual master. This is the process, tatvadi pranipadena. It's such an exalted topic. It's such an exalted topic that we're lucky of millions and millions and millions of births and millions and millions and millions of creations and millions and millions and millions of kalpas. We've heard the words Radha Krishna. Yeah. We're so fortunate, yeah, to actually hear the words Radha Krishna. And so ultimately to take shelter, the beginning stages, is to follow Vaidhi, yeah, is to follow the principles which are given to us by the spiritual master. Yeah. We don't have a particular spontaneous attraction, unfortunately, for these pastimes, yeah? We don't, the word for more spontaneous is also can be used, a shakti, which means you're like a magnet, that your mind automatically goes towards, say, Radha Krishna, a shakti. But the moment we have a shakti for the material world, our mind and senses, because they're conditioned to the material world, goes towards the material world. It's very interesting because the same spiritual emotions actually have their material side, or the material emotions have the spiritual side. So therefore, we practice Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti. Why do we practice Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti? Anatta Nivritti. Yeah? Before we can have Atta Praviti. Yeah? Learning these, understanding these subjects, we have to cleanse the house. We have to clean up. We have to get take take the bones out of the cupboard. We have to clean up. Yeah. So these pastimes of Radha and Krishna, 7 million and millions, are very, very exalted. So we have to approach it in a very chanada peace and nityana, in a very humble mood. But we have to do some work. This is Vaidi Cheto Dapanam Marjanam Baba Madhavignapinivapanam. We have to cleanse. Just like if you one time my spiritual master, he was I stay in a small ashram by a temple, and one time he was going to stay there. He was gonna come, he was gonna stay there overnight for 2 days, and man, I cleaned that place like I cleaned it like for hours and hours. Anybody could think I was cleaning, because my spiritual master is very attentive to things like this. So I was cleaning. I remember, you know. And then he didn't come. it was very purifying for me, very nice, you know. So that's what we have to do. You want to enter these pastimes, okay, first you've got some cleaning to do. Don't try and go there. Don't try and go there if you've still got a dirty heart. Because you're going to misunderstand. Yeah. Definitely you're going to misunderstand the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Because they seem so like the pastimes here between young boy and young girl in the material world. And that's where our mind will go. If we're not purified, then when we hear these pastimes, we're thinking, wow, I had a girlfriend, I had a boyfriend, and this. Isn't it very similar? In one sense it's similar, but in another sense it's completely opposite. It has nothing to do, as Krishnadas Kaviraj makes this point, you know, it's like, it's like iron, lust is like iron, and prema, real love, is like gold. That's why Prabhupada, interestingly, he explained this material world as a perverted reflection of the spiritual world. So the loving pastime, so-called love, it's not love here, as we know, more or less it's lust. Yeah, just like in London, we see everywhere where we live, in Soho, there's this saying, which is love is love. You know that? Love is love, which means anything goes. Love is love, don't worry. You know, I won't go into more details of what that entails, but sometimes I think I would like to get a pen and cross it out and put lust is lust. Yeah. So we have to do some cleaning. This is Vaidi Sadhana. Do some cleaning. And then how fast can we clean our heart? Yeah? How fast? Because we want to clean our heart, no? So we want to know how fast we clean. It depends. If you pay attention to your japa, you'll clean your heart fast. If you don't, you won't. Simple as that. A simple point, isn't it? We have to be attentive. The holy name will act and will cleanse if we pay attention to it. Yeah, it will cleanse our heart, and the manifestation of that cleansing will start to be attracted. Yeah. We'll start, as a heart becomes, after Ananta Nivritti, then we can become more steady. Yeah, we can become nishta, yeah, steady. So that means we're steady in our faith in Krishna as well. So that means this platform of steadiness is quite an elevated platform, in the sense that anything that happens, that we always maintain our faith in Krishna. And we maintain our principles of practice. And at the stage of nishta, there's still some impurities in the heart. Yeah? But they are not going to affect our devotional activities so much. Yeah? They're like a ghost. Yeah? They are still there. So if we stop the process, nishta, we don't normally stop, but some... There may be occasion, may offences may be there, then again we get attracted to these ghosts within the mind and the heart. So there's still, it's described like a pot of, a clay pot that has wine in it. If you empty the wine out of the clay pot, then you can still smell the wine in the pot, so it's still there. But the point is, we're cleansing our hearts of misconceptions and lust as well, which our lust for this material world, our lust for objects in this material world, our lust for our own satisfaction. Yeah? This is lust, where our life is organized, a materialistic life is organized for one purpose and one purpose only, for janasya moho ahamameti, for I, me, and mine. Yeah? So, but again, like a perverted reflection, the spiritual world does not have that, and this is what, and this is the, highlighted in the most degree by the gopis and the residents of Raj, and specifically the gopis. They have no actual desire for their own happiness or their own sense enjoyment. It doesn't exist within them. It doesn't exist. It is completely selfless. It is not selfish. Yeah? So that's what we learn. We actually learn from the instructions of the spiritual master and in devotional service, we get to do something that perhaps we've never done before in this material world. To do something, or to some degree, perhaps helping our family and charitable works, that's a reflection of spiritual life. But to do activities where we are not in the center. Krishna's in the center. Selfless. Yeah. This was one of the problems that Arjuna had in the Bhagavad Gita. One of the reasons he didn't want to fight, because he was thinking of his own happiness. He was thinking of his own situation. In one sense, he was thinking also of, he was concerned about Varna Shankara. He was concerned about the prosperity and the society in general. If all the men were killed, there'd be no one to do samskara, there'd be no one there to protect the women. Yeah. But also he was thinking of his own self. If we kill the sons of Dhritarashtra, we should not care to live. How will I be able to okay, we will win the kingdom. We may win, but I won't be able to enjoy it. Because it'd be covered in blood for killing our own family members. So he's thinking about himself. Yeah. So he wants it. He could say this is selfish. Yeah. So he's thinking, and so there Krishna brings him to the point of, as we know, sarva dharmam prayacchacchamam ekam samaram bhujam. Forget about yourself. Now concentrate on what I want you to do. Yeah. And ultimately, this sarva dharmam prayacchacchamam ekam samaram bhujam. It's interesting. Saranam Raja, interesting. Raja is a mood of the go. It's completely give up concepts of one's own and doing it for someone else. Yeah. Because Arjuna, in one sense, he gave good reasons, Dharma Sastra, but in the end, he just surrendered to Krishna. Okay, Krishna, I shall do it for you. Yeah. So this is what we learn in devotion. Here we have Radha Gokulananda. And the whole focus is to sacrifice our time, sacrifice our energy, sacrifice our words, sacrifice our wealth for Radha Gokulananda. They are in the center. We are not in the center anymore. Yeah, they are in the center. Yeah, we want them to look the best, isn't it? Materialistic life. Perhaps before we join, how much time did we spend in the mirror? How much time? Finding clothes is gonna, you know, we're gonna dress, you know, quite nice. When us go out on a Friday night, very attentive to what kind of trousers gonna wear, is it? You know. Yeah. But now we're focused. What is Radha Gokulananda going to wear? What are we going to design him? Let's go and see what they look like, you know. And again, this is the material world. Was we speaking yesterday, last night, we are all to one degree or another in the mood of trying to be God, gross or subtle. Yeah, you can see most people, they get dressed up. But it doesn't mean we don't get dressed up, we don't look respectful, and we don't look nice. It doesn't mean we walk around in for festivals, for you like to look nice, things like that. But materialistic person, especially young people, you see, isn't it? They get dressed and they're all dressed up. And they can't wait to walk down the street so people can look at them, you know? So everyone's trying to, you understand, they're trying to be the center. They're actually trying to be Krishna. Yeah? Trying to be Krishna. So completely. But then here we learn to do selfless activities. Like, for instance, it's one of the first things I learned is book distribution, for example, when you go on book. I will conclude something. There's nothing here for me. It's only suffering. I was struggling sometimes on book distribution. There's nothing here for my own sense gratification. But let me do it for Krishna. Yeah? Let me do it for Krishna. Okay, it's going to be difficult. People are going to treat me like I don't exist. You know, it's quite purifying where people, you like try to stop someone and they act as if you don't exist. It's very purifying on the false ego. But you learn to do it. And what actually comes from selfless activities, what comes? Joy, peace, happiness. Yeah, because you're not in the center anymore. It's not for you. So therefore, that's why Krishna tells Arjuna, don't be worried about success or failure. You just do it because I want you to. Don't be concerned. You have no right. You have a right to perform your duty, not entitled to the fruits of your action. Never consider yourself the doer of activities. Yeah, just do it for me. Yeah. So this is what we are learning. We are engaged in the process of Vairi Sadhana, and we're taking on selfless activities. Yeah, and we're focused on the pleasure of Radha and Krishna. Yeah, we're not at all concerned of. Well, we are aspiring for this stage. And it's interesting that spiritual life often, it's the fruits of spiritual life is often given to attract us self-interested persons. Chato vidha bhajanti mam juna sukritana arjuna artik nasing atati gani cha pradasabha. Four kinds of persons come to Krishna. The distressed, the inquisitive, the seeker of wealth, and those seeking knowledge, yeah. So these are four pious persons that come to Krishna, but we are materially motivated, yeah. So it's not pure, and that's why Dharma Pujita Kadeva Traparamo in the second verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. The Bhagavatam, it starts from this: all religious activities which are materially motivated are kicked out. Yeah, and in this, anyabhilasana sunyam gana kamadi anabhrutam anukulyena krishnanam silanam bhakti uttama. Silanam bhakti, pure bhakti, there's nothing in it for ourselves. But there's nothing in it for ourselves, but by serving Radha and Krishna, you satisfy the self. The self becomes completely satisfied. But actually, so it's amazing that the time we spend, the materialistic person spends so much time trying to satisfy their senses. Yeah? But the experience one gets from satisfying Radha and Krishna, you can experience a happiness that never you knew even existed. Yeah? So this is ultimately the mood of the gopis, which is being described here. They actually, because I was reading these verses in Chris quoted from the Govinda Lilamrita, and there's more verses that elaborate on this, and it's very nicely described here. But it's described that the gopis are non different from Radharani in one sense, not in a complete, as sure we understand, but they're non different. So the joy that Krishna, that she experiences giving, and she's not trying to enjoy herself, she's trying to satisfy Krishna, and Krishna's trying to satisfy Radharani. And how do they satisfy? Through love. But because they are, like, she's like, nicely, very nicely, beautifully described, isn't it? She's like the creeper. Then the leaves come from the creeper. That's the gopis. Yeah. So sometimes, just like you see a tulsi, you have the manjaris, it's very nice, you have a tulsi tree, then you have the manjaris. So if you move the tulsi, you shouldn't move it too much, you might break, if you move tulsi, then the manjaris will move more, because they're more lighter, you know, more later. So, in the same way that the manjaris are non-different from the leaves and non-different from the creeper, it's all part of Tulsi. Yeah. So the same way, Radharani, when the gopis, that's the, I think you read last week, you read about the whole mood of the gopis. They help the heroine, the hero and the heroine. The first business is to chant the glories. The second business is to create situation where they may be attracted to each other, etc., etc. Yeah. So the whole mood is to bring, is to satisfy Radha and Krishna. Yeah. And there's a nice story Prabhupada tells in this regard. A nice, wonderful, illustrates it very nicely. One time, I think you probably know this story, but it's worth telling again, where Krishna was in Dwarka, and he had headache. Yeah, you know. He gets headache. He's probably feeling separation from Vrindavan, but he had a headache. So he said, bring me the... I need some dust. I can imagine they're probably all concerned about Krishna has headache. What can we do? So Krishna says, I need the dust from the lotus feet of my devotees. Then I will be cured. You know. So think they're going, as Narada. Hey, Narada ji, Krishna's got headache. He says he needs the dust from your lotus feet. You know. Narada, dust from my feet? Forget it. Dust. You can imagine if Ananda Gopal came to you, and he said, Radha Gokulananda, they have headache. Can I scrape the dust off your feet and take it on the altar and rub it on their head? And yeah, I should rub it on the head, but there is a... you will go to hell, you know, for it. Do you know that? And hell is quite a hot place. Read in the fifth canto about hell. There's a good chance you might go to hell. You know. Because some of us might, yeah, still, we don't mind. All devotees, you know. So then he asked different devotees, no, put the dust of my feet on Krishna's head. You must be joking. Do that. Then they eventually went to Vraj, and went to Vrindavan, went to the gopis. Krishna has headache. Please give the dust from your feet. Oh, yes, immediately. Yeah, immediately. They gave the dust. Yeah. And then, so this is ultimately the mood of the gopis, that they couldn't, as we know, when Krishna played the flute at night, then the gopis completely didn't consider their situation, completely run to Krishna, and nothing was holding them back, absolutely nothing, they completely gave up. And there's very intense, in one sense, consider the situation there, and the society, young girls at night, going to a forest with a young boy? Scandal! Scandal! Even in those times, it's very strict that even girls would not look at another man. You know, they would not look at another man, very strict. They wouldn't have no doing. It's really chaste, pious girls. And no doing. To do that for a girl in those days, even these days, hopefully, to have an adulterous relationship, shame the whole family, the whole village, the whole reputation, go to hell. All the neighbors would shun them, will probably shun them, have nothing want to do with them. They lost their piety, lost their position. This is a low grade, degraded person. Yeah? But Krishna is so attractive to the girl, he just simply plays his flute. And they hear his flute, and they don't consider anything. To hell with it. Krishna's calling me. Yeah, so don't care about themselves. Anyway, in other words, this is the mood of entering into that realm. Is to hear about these, the detraction between Radha and Krishna. But first we have to do some cleaning. We have to clean the heart so that when we hear, we won't get the wrong idea. What we hear will give us joy and happiness at the purity of the love between Radha and Krishna. Yeah. So, and that we have to be very careful, you know, how when we start hearing and reading about these subjects, we should do it under guidance. And we should have honest heart as well. If I'm reading this and I'm thinking bad thoughts, okay, stop now reading. Come back in a couple of years, you know, I've got some work to do, you know. Like that. Anyway, I'm just looking at the time because I was told to stop at because there's announcements, Bhadra Purnima. So is there any questions? Any question on these points? Yeah. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Yeah. So someone's not qualified to hear.
Yeah.
The process of becoming qualified is to hear. So, of course, you have to. You have to not hear if you're not qualified.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
There's it's a fine line. So, bit of a quandary. How do you deal with it? I have to hear, but not hearing in the sense without qualification, but at the same time hearing to become qualified.
Yeah, very good question. Well, the point is that shravanam, kirtanam. We have to hear and we have to chant. But what we hear will be different for different devotees. Yeah. So therefore, rather than perhaps to hear these parts, I mean, we're hearing these, but we're hearing them as it comes across in the classes. We're not doing a specific study. We're not focusing on it as part of our sadhana. You know, we're just, what's the word? We are incidentally hearing. Now, Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes that for those of us who are dealing with anatta nivritti, then we should hear about Krishna killing the demons. You know, Krishna Purusha avatars, the Leela avatars, in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Yeah, that's what we should hear about. It's good to hear. And the different Krishna's killing different demons represents different anattas, as we know Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives that. So we should hear, but the subjects that we hear should be suitable according to that, according to our adhikar or according to our qualification. Yeah? Is that okay? So hearing has to be in place, has to be there.
Today, yeah. CC, everyone's hearing the same thing.
But it's incidental. It's not a focus.
You're not getting into the details.
It's incidental. We are hearing it. Like we're on first canto now, in London, and that means we read the whole up to 12 cantos. It means we read through the 10th canto, in class. Yeah, but it's incidental. It's not a specific focus or practice. It's not a focus of our particular personal sadhana. It's incident. And also, Prabhupada, the way he explains it, like the Krishna book, is also very, very expert, as Prabhupada presents these very esoterical subjects which could easily be misunderstood. But he describes it in such a way that it's very difficult, unless you're very, very, you know, to get the wrong idea. So that's there as well, the way Prabhupada has presented it here. But still, especially Ramananda Roy Samvat, there's some very, the details exchanges between Radha and Krishna. But you get the point, it's incidental. So we can hear these things in class, but we're not going to take it up as a regular focus of our sadhana at our particular stage. So it doesn't mean, what we're saying is, doesn't mean, okay, Ramananda Roy Samvat, I'm not going to attend class until it's finished. No, we come and we hear, from the devotees. And also devotees will give class on the subject and they won't, you know, well, I'm not qualified to speak on those subjects anyway. I don't know if, yeah, something...
Under the instruction of the spiritual master.
Yeah.
We have to be here.
Yeah, it's a good...
And in the association of the Vaishnavas.
Very good point. Yeah, that's a good summarizing. Yeah, in association of Vaishnavas and the instruction of the spiritual master. Should you hear? Yeah, thank you, Premanava.
Thank you.
Anything else? Yes.
Yeah, Hare Krishna. Thank you so much for the wonderful view. So my question is, we've read that the gopis are experiencing so much pleasure serving Radharani Krishna,
yeah,
even more than how they the pleasure that they get, you know, serving Krishna directly. And when we are told to chant by our, you know, acharyas, we are told to chant in the mood that we want, you know, to serve Radharani. So we are basically sort of in the same position as the gopis, in a way.
Ultimately, yeah.
So from our point of view, when we are chanting, we are feeling this pleasure. And according to the pastimes, you know, it's a reciprocation of pleasure. The gopis are giving pleasure to Krishna. Krishna is giving pleasure to the gopis, all his devotees general. So from Krishna's point of view, what pleasure is he experiencing when we chant his name?
Well, just consider the point that aham bija, aham pita, Krishna is our father, Krishna our mother, Krishna is our grandfather, Krishna is our protector. So we've been in the material world again for millions and millions of births, for millions and millions of kalpas, for millions and millions of creations. And finally, we're chanting his holy name. We're chanting and we're calling out for him. I mean, I can't say exactly what Krishna experiences, but he's very... Can you imagine if, like, say a young child runs away from home or gets taken away from home, and he's 7 years old, and the young son, God forbid us, the young son, daughter, disappears, gone. Yeah, how much anxiety, you know, how much grief for the parents in, of course, Krishna is a bit different, but from point of toiling in the material, then suddenly, and then they come back again. Then they come back. And how? What's the joy of the parents? Oh, that is very nicely illustrated in Srimad Bhagavatam when Dhruva came home. You know, his father was after he sent after you know Dhruva went home, went to the forest, driven away by his by the co-wife, and he was condemning himself. And then when Dhruva came back, you read about his happiness and his joy was unprecedented, you know. So all I can say in that regard is that, yeah, Krishna is so happy when we again, when we're calling for him again, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. And he's happy, but the person who is most happy specifically is Gauranga and Nityananda. They're so happy to see conditioned souls chanting your holy name. They're ecstatic. Yeah. So anyway, as much as I can say on that. Hare Krishna. Okay, we better stop there. Hare Krishna. 5 minutes. Gantara Shima Sri Chaitanya Tatamita Kijai. Gaura Parimanandi Haribo Shilapapada Kijai.
His Grace Murali Manohar Prabhu Kijai. So dear devotees, please stay back for another 5-7 minutes while we share something special. So today is that day which we've all been waiting. It's the day of Bhadra Purnima. It is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam in the 12th canto, 11th chapter, 13th verse, that on this day, if you keep a Bhagavatam on a golden throne, like we have at Prabhupada's lotus feet, and also in the altar, there is a golden throne at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, just next to her, and some Bhagavatams are there. Can you all hear me on the mic?
So, okay, yeah.
I'm just conscious that the people online are. The mic is working, right?
Hare Krishna.
Can you Hare
Krishna. Yes.
So, there are a few things we wanted to share with all of you that this year, as a worldwide Bhadra campaign for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada, devotees all over the world are looking to distribute at least 43,000 Bhagavatam said. It has never happened before. So you can imagine how pleasing it is for Srila Prabhupada. Last night, I was hearing a lecture in ISV, which was given by His Grace Vaisheshika Prabhu, as well as His Grace Radhisham Prabhu from Pune. He was there, and he was telling that how the devotees all over the world are feeling the joy of giving Srimad Bhagavatam to one another. So here at Bhaktivedanta Manor, we wanted to make an offering of at least 600 Bhagavatam sets to Srila Prabhupada. So I think we are getting somewhere close to maybe 370, 380 right now. Still a long way to go, but you never know what happens on the last day of the Bhadra Purnima. So with the help of His Holiness S.P. Keshav Maharaj and Mother Vishakha and a few devotees, we put together a little initiative which started 3 days ago, which was really that we wanted at least 100 devotees to reach out each of the devotees reaching out to five people. The goal was not to distribute Bhagavatam set, but to tell five people about the glories of Bhagavatam and glories of Bhadra Purnima. So now, today is that last day, and I'm very happy to say we've got about 79 devotees who have joined up this initiative. So you can imagine 79 times 5 is that many people hearing about Srimad Bhagavatam, actually. So we still want 21 devotees to join us in this effort. So this evening to Radha Gokulananda, we can offer that list of 100 devotees, or maybe 108 for their pleasure, that these many devotees took part in this last 3 days of the Bhadra Purnima marathon. But what we will be doing this evening at 7 o'clock aarti, you can see there is Srimad Bhagavatam in the altar. So along with the lordships, there will be aarti performed of Srimad Bhagavatam at 7 o'clock this evening. So anybody here and also hearing online, please come over, because we will also be giving out the Bhagavatam sets in the reception for many devotees who have distributed. They can come and collect their sets this evening. And those who want to distribute or also send a Bhagavatam to India, we are doing a wonderful project called Gram Vidyadan, where we are collaborating with ISKCON in India and working with many villages which are unfortunately getting lost to many other ideologies. So what we are doing with the BBD here, we are arranging for people in UK to sponsor a set only for £99, which will be going to one of the schools or colleges in the village where there is preaching going on and there is a demand for Srimad Bhagavatam. And those who want to take a set of Bhagavatam in UK, that is £175 and £199 with the Golden Throne. Golden Throne is that beautiful stand on which Bhagavatam is resting, just at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. So that's the throne you get with Bhagavatam. And when you take a Bhagavatam, especially if it is a new person, we are doing a course through School of Bhakti. The information of that will be sent out soon. So they get an idea and an opportunity to start their journey in Krishna consciousness. We do little events to see where they are in their journey. And then we put them on other courses of Prabhupada like Gita and other books actually. So there is a follow-up program in place for those who are getting Srimad Bhagavatam. So in conclusion, I just wanted to say that, you know, Srila Prabhupada worked tirelessly actually to give this literature, Srimad Bhagavatam, to us. He only rested for 2-3 hours in the night. Bhaktivedanta Manor is the biggest evidence of that. The quarters are upstairs. We know how little Srila Prabhupada rested. And wherever he went, he was transcribing Srimad Bhagavatam. Even to the point when he was leaving his body in Vrindavan, lying on that bed, with all the devotees surrounded him, he was still transcribing Srimad Bhagavatam. So we can see that there was such a sense of urgency actually. And one devotee asked the question to Keshav Maharaj the other day, you know, Bhagavatam is supposed to be such an elevated literature. So Maharaj gave a very beautiful answer that he said, Bhagavatam has a presence. When somebody invites 18 volumes, it's a big commitment somebody is taking. So when you take that commitment, you will be propelled to pick up a book and read Bhagavatam at some point or other, or somebody else will pick that up and read it actually. What to speak of the benefits it has when you open up and start reading, it really can revolutionize your life actually. And that's why Srila Prabhupada worked so tirelessly, and we have it available in many languages. Even in UK, you can take a set in Gujarati, Bengali, Telugu, Tamil, Hindi, English. These are some of the languages we have it available for us. So today is that glorious day. It is so nice that all around the world, Srila Prabhupada will be so pleased that such a worldwide historical moment is taking place. As I'm speaking, thousands of Bhagavatam sets are being distributed in India. This morning, there was a big yagya in the Mayapur temple, which we do every year. We do a Bhadra yagya. So all those who had participated, taken a set, sponsored a set, till this point at 9 o'clock, I uploaded the list of all the people, and that's gone for an offering in the yagya which happened this morning at Mayapur. But anyone who also takes part today, tonight at 9 o'clock aarti, after the aarti concludes, I will personally come and offer all the names to the lordship of the devotees who are helping us in this wonderful, glorious marathon of distributing Srimad Bhagavatam. So if any one of you feel inspired or would like to gift a set of Bhagavatam to your loved ones in UK or in India, please see me. I'll be here after the breakfast. We also have Milan Mataji, Guru Shakti Mataji, so the Matajis can also see her, and you can find out how you can take part. And those who are hearing online, they can go to krishnatemple.com and there look for the Bhadra Purnima event, and all the information, including the link on how you can purchase a set for Gram Vidyadan or for UK, is all available there. But in case if you can't, then it is www.krishnatemple.com/Bhadra. That's the link you need to go on and make your pledge and distribute a set of Bhagavatam, and let's please Srila Prabhupada and the Lordships by spreading the fame. I was thinking when Murali Manohar Prabhu was doing this verse, Krishna Leela Amrita Yadi. I mean, what better connection than Srimad Bhagavatam about the Leelas of the Lord, actually. And it is said in the Bhagavatam that this Bhagavatam is meant for somebody who's extremely elevated, but as well as for the masses of people. That's the beauty of Srimad Bhagavatam. And why is that? Because of the point Murali Manohar Prabhu made, because of Srila Prabhupada's expertise in giving the commentary of Srila Prabhupada, giving the commentary to Srimad Bhagavatam. Starting right at the preface, Prabhupada writes that this Bhagavatam is meant to bring about revolution in the world's misdirected civilization. When I came to Krishna consciousness, picked up Bhagavatam, when I read that line, I was like, where in the world will I find such a profound statement which our founder Acharya is making in a verse, which is coming from the verse Tadvak Visargo Janataga Viplavo. So there is so much literature available, but let's give Bhagavatam to the people, let's share Bhagavatam. So I pray to Srila Prabhupada, I pray to the Lordships, Murali Manohar Prabhu and all the Vaishnavas assembled here, that please help us in this last day in reaching out to at least just 5 people. We are not even telling you to distribute Bhagavatam set. You just tell them that some glories of Bhagavatam, Bhadra Purnima, and tell them that where it is available and how they can participate. How many of you feel it is doable that today you can at least tell some of your friends about Bhagavatam? Just, we are not even asking you to tell about, okay, Mataji, Murali Manohar Prabhu, that Prabhu at the back. Okay, well, pretty much everybody. Well done. So yeah, that's all we need to do to spread the glories of Bhagavatam. Whether they take it or not, as Prabhu said, the result is not in our hand. But it's very compelling reason to actually just go and glorify Srimad Bhagavatam. Shri Radha Landaneshwar devotees, Anant Kippa Prabhu, they've smashed their goal. We heard from them yesterday. Many temples across the UK. So Manor had the biggest chunk of the 1600 Bhagavatams across Europe. We are the only one who's trying 600. It's a big goal. But again, Manor has the biggest congregation. I also know that there are 60, 65 devotees listening to this online. So please spread the news. Please reach out to your friends and family. And let's help Prabhupada smile again. And let's distribute some Bhagavatam set. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Murali Manohar Prabhu would like to say a few words before we end. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Just remember that today is the day that Srila Prabhupada took sannyas. Hare Krishna. It's a very significant day for the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. That's where it kind of all began. Prabhupada took sannyas and he said he was, then the rest is history. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.